Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
All right, Dan back with you, and Luke Virgil did make it. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Dan.
Executive Director from Wayne Area Economic Development, our guest today on The View from Wayne America. Cold enough for you?
I despise anything below 50. I'm not joking.
You're in deep trouble around here.
I think I say it every year about this time. I think someday my dream is to snowbird in a very warm and dry place, probably Arizona.
Okay.
And so, you know, snow is not my thing. I don't like scooping it. I don't like wrangling a snowblower, but I do it because we got to. It's Nebraska.
That's the way the world exists, and for us, yes.
Yep. So luckily, I've got a really good neighbor who helps scoop, and I try and return the favor as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's just the beauty of living in a small town and having a good community.
Absolutely. All right. We get by.
Yep.
All right. I guess down to business.
Yeah. We got short time today, but the biggest thing we want to talk about is tickets for annual banquet are going to be going on sale Monday next week.
Okay. And we officially moved it, of course.
Yes. That's the other big piece. We are moving it to May 23rd. It's still going to be a Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, evening extravaganza. If the weather holds out, we never know what weather is going to be like in May, but if weather would hold out, Josie Broders at the Beaumont, which is where we're going to be hosting it, has said that we could maybe move it outside to the east veranda of her facility. I think it'd be a really cool ambiance. I think it'd be something unique for annual banquet. And because we're changing the date and doing a lot of other stuff differently, why not throw it outside too? But we will not hold our breath because we never know what May could be like. We might be dealing with snow. Who knows?
I hope not.
I hope not, but you never know.
Certainly could be dealing with storms.
It could just be rain. So we'll play it by ear, and we'll work with it however it needs to be. And hopefully people will feel relaxed about everything regarding COVID, that we can get together and have a nice event. And we'll still probably see some masks in the place anyway, just because there's going to be some perpetual concern, you know, at least for the next year, I'm sure.
Well, we hopefully get people vaccinated for the most part, but that I think we should have that taken care of by May, I would think.
I don't know if it'll be, I mean, Wayne is pretty lucky because we have a lot of people that qualify for 1A or 1B as far as the vaccination tiers.
Yeah. And so I'm in 1B now since I'm over 65.
Oh, okay. See, and I'm comfortable waiting my turn as
me too.
Tier 2 in the general public because I don't know if I would classify myself as essential worker in any way, shape or form. We'll hope for the best with the vaccine. And, you know, if folks have questions about that, I know that a lot of people have been calling public health. A lot of people have been calling PMC because they've been kind of the forefront of vaccine distribution right now. I know that public health wants everybody to call in and get on their list, and then they'll make sure that you get the calls.
Then you'll get scheduled.
And go get scheduled. And I think PMC is kind of the location where people are getting it right now. And there's a little bit of a process when you go through that. So, you know, prepare yourself for some time when you do get on that list and you do get that call.
If you have any questions, Northeast Nebraska Public Health is who you need to contact.
Yep. And maybe start with their website. I think they've got some stuff on their website about protocols, and then the actual Genius portal where you can enter your information. And we keep being told, and I think the state of Nebraska has said it too, there will be a statewide portal at some point in the near future for vaccine distribution. So start with Northeast Public Health right now, and over time we'll get the statewide access, and then we'll hopefully get a lot of people inoculated.
Yes. Be nice to get back to more normalcy.
Exactly. So.
All right.
The other piece that I wanted to talk about, it's membership drive.
Let's get back to the big event first.
I'm jumping ahead.
You mentioned you can get tickets. How do you get tickets?
Oh, we are going to be selling them on Monday, and you can just call the chamber office and reserve your table of eight, including eight drink tickets for $275, or you can do individual tickets for $30 per person, and there's no drink ticket included with that. But we encourage the reservations of tables. I know that makes it easier for us to do counts, and I know it makes it easier for Josie to plan also. Mm-hmm. But if you need to do individual tickets as well, don't be afraid to do that. We encourage those as well.
Have you set a deadline for getting tickets yet?
I don't think we've set a hard deadline. We will probably say a deadline as we get closer to mm-hmm. that May 23rd. And it'll be a question of working with Josie as to what we can comfortably do depending on directed health measures and just community perception, what's going to be a good, fair, or what's going to be a safe number for a large gathering.
Okay, it'll be a good time.
It's always a good time. I think we're going to continue to do our silent auction. And so I think Special Events Committee, that was part of the reason why they wanted to punt it. They didn't want any uncertainty with two different dates for businesses that typically donate to that silent auction campaign. And then the dessert auction, too. We want to make sure we have our bakers, lined up, and they have a guaranteed date for when they need to provide us with those confections or whatever the name is.
My sister, that works.
Yes. Pastries, whatever. My sister would be appalled.
Yummies.
My chef sister would be appalled. Anyway, so.
Okay, so May 23rd.
May 23rd, yep.
All right, now you can move on.
Oh, okay. Well, we're in the midst of membership drive. So we're going to be doing a lot of, either straight up appointments with different businesses that we know that's tougher to get to them. And I just might be making cold calls at a lot of different places to see if they'd be interested in continuing membership for 2021. Our membership cycle always runs January 1st through December 31st. We've got several different tiers of membership level. For traditional brick and mortar businesses, we usually expect a bronze membership, which is $400 per year. And then the silver membership is $750. A gold membership would be $1,500. A platinum membership is, I think it's right on here. I brought the sheet. Platinum is 3,000 and larger, and diamond is 5,000 and larger. So, if anybody's really looking to write some checks, I would prefer to meet with you before you write the check. I think that's the prudent way to do it. Have us come out and talk with you and make that pitch, because we do feel that there are some inherent perks to being a chamber member.
I was going to say, what are the benefits of being a chamber member?
The biggest one is access to the Chamber Bucks program. And we've seen a lot more buy-in with that Chamber Bucks program, especially this last year, because they knew that the dollars stay local when a patron buys Chamber Bucks, and then whoever they gift it to, whether it's an employee or a friend, those dollars end up staying local. So that's really important to be able to participate in that program. A lot of businesses use it as a bonus, whether it's a monthly or quarterly bonuses, or they use it as just as a way to say, hey, I'm giving you additional salary without giving you salary. So. But the money stay in local.
Okay.
Another big perk that we have is the membership spotlight campaign that we've been doing. This is the weekly ad that we do on Facebook that Abby goes out, does a video with the business. They tell us in about a minute or two about what they do and where they're from and why they like Wayne. And then we have radio ads, and we have the newspaper ads that go along with that. So it's a multifaceted marketing campaign for individual businesses that are members with us. And then we always try and do a lot of marketing campaigns through the year. So the big one that we did at the end of 2020 was the Where's Bill campaign, really trying to showcase the big picture of how dollars move through the community from our local businesses and then come back to donations in the community, whether it's, Wayne State or Wayne High or some other nonprofit organization.
Yes. Highlighting the importance of spending your money locally.
Exactly. And then we have the Hot Topics email that Abby sends out, you know, and that's, you know, Abby does all the hard work on it, but we all contribute to it. But it is Tuesdays of every week that she gets that out, and Fridays of every week that we get those out. And it's just a kind of a rundown of what's happening in the community and how you might be able to get involved, or an event that might be coming up. We encourage businesses to share things with us. If they think it's important, we can share it out with the membership. That Hot Topics list includes membership and a lot of important players at different businesses throughout the community, or different organizations throughout the community. So we really encourage folks to give us information on to share through Hot Topics.
Yes, it's a nice feature. You get in your inbox to take a look at and see what's going on. Yeah.
So, and another thing is we really try to be a clearinghouse of information. I know that's one of Irene's favorite lines. If we can't answer your question, we try to really encourage, or we try to connect you with the right person or the right resource. And so that we think that's an important facet of what our organization contributes.
Okay. Probably should ask, the money you collect from the membership drive, what is money used for?
The big thing is operating the chamber office. So we have kind of an awkward three-legged stool. If you're familiar with legislative parlance, the three-legged stool of taxes, well, there's a three-legged stool down at the chamber office. We have contributions from the City of Wayne and Wayne County. Those are our major public partners. And then we have our membership, which contributes the public side is about a third, the big third. Membership is another third, kind of the middle-sized third of our revenue. And then the other third is our programming. And that's where, you know, when we do the Leadership Wayne program or Chicken Show or any of the business after hours, we try and generate a little bit of revenue on those things. And all of those go towards operating the chamber year to year, making sure that the staff has salary, making sure that we can take the trips to legislative days with the Nebraska Chamber or with our Northeast Nebraska Chamber partners, making sure that we have the Leadership Wayne program, which has been really successful over the last 12 years. So it all kind of goes in the pot, and we utilize it for a lot of different things.
Okay, of course. Economic development is a big piece of the puzzle too.
Right. People always ask, what do you do all day? And I said, well, I feel like I'm halfway in the gossip channel, but I'm also halfway trying to verify what I heard in a gossip channel. Also trying to, glean, business opportunities for the community, or, inching along conversations about, developments along commercial corridors, or if we're working with housing and Mitzi Rodriguez-Kuffner on the Wayne Community Housing side, we really have to have our finger on a lot of different buttons to understand how the community is beating.
Yes.
So.
All right. I see there's a retail tourism and hospitality brainstorming session this evening.
Yeah. So
what that's all about.
Our Revitalize Wayne committee has been a little anemic the last year and a half, and this has been our effort to really try and bring it back and learn what's going to be the best way for our organization to meet those businesses in the retail, tourism, hospitality industry. We had a meeting in October, really great dialogue. We were at the Max. We had another meeting in December. We had to do it through Zoom because of concerns with COVID at the time. It was coming off of the big surge in November. And so we're doing it again. We're going to have a hybrid. We're going to have Zoom available, but we're going to have in-person meeting at the North Meeting Room of the City Auditorium. And it's just to continue that brainstorming and dialogue about how this committee can better serve the retailers and the other hospitality organizations in the community.
Okay. If you want the Zoom link, call down to the office, 375-2240.
It's still the same number. So.
Okay.
Yes. Please call us or drop one of us an email.
Okay. You had something else too before I ran out of time.
That was the two big
ones. That was the main thing.
The banquet and membership, and then talking about Revitalize Wayne or the brainstorming session tonight was another piece. And you always try and throw me off kilter.
Well, I always want to ask if there's any programs out there for stimulus and all that. Anything new?
There's nothing new since the big push with the second wave of stimulus from the federal level. And I know that there's a lot of chatter in the legislative cycle right now about some making some of the programs that were derivatives of CARES money that the state got and making them more permanent. But stuff is right now just in committee. They're focused on committee hearings this next couple of weeks.
Okay. Luke keeps up on all that stuff. So if you have any questions, you can call and talk to him.
Let's be honest. I'm a nerd for that type of stuff.
All right. We've got a hashtag Chamber Perks on Friday with St. Mary's, I see.
St. Mary's. It's going to be a little bit unique. We've got, with scheduling, we're going to actually record it Thursday and then air it Friday at our typical time. But we are encouraging folks to still tune in Friday at 10:15 for that Chamber Perks. Like I said, it will be pre-recorded because of scheduling with St. Mary's and myself.
Okay, 10:15 Friday morning, and it's Wayne, any Facebook page.
Correct.
All right. We're just about out of time because we got Quiz Bowl coming
up. Quiz Bowl? So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I will step out of the way for true knowledge.
The kids do a good job, yes.
Yes.
We're always impressed.
Yep.
All right. Well, I shall let you get back to work then.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Luke Virgil from Wayne Area Economic Development, again, our guest today. If you have any questions about anything we've talked about, the number down at the office is 402-375-2240. The View from
Wayne America. You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC. The View from Wayne.